Sadie, good afternoon to you. Welcome to BBC Radio Humberside and BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Oh, I can't believe it. Am I talking... Am I on the BBC? Oh, shut up.
Oh, class. Well, there we are. That's exactly what we thought. You see, our perception of you is just like that. Do you talk like that all the time, or did you put that on?
No, all the time. No, of course I don't talk like. Can you imagine it? It'd drive my listeners mad, I think.
Yeah, call blimey. Yeah, you're down
I know. I watch your language on my show, please. You may be able to get away with this up north, but not down here.
No. Now, listen, we are fascinated by anything Essex here. I mean, what is it about Towie which makes it such compulsive viewing?
Not a got a clue. Never watched it. No, Peter, it's one of those which is the other side of the county. I don't know where these people are. We don't know. We live in lovely villages here in Essex, but we keep quiet.
Oh, don't start being upmarket with me. It's not going to wash with me at all. You don't sound upmarket to me. What I want to know is, people in Essex actually watch it, or do you just whinge about it?
We do. Look, just because my white stilettos get stuck in the mud occasionally, is no reason to think that. Now, Towie's brilliant because it's really made Essex like, I don't care if it's real or not. I don't care if I don't know any of these people. Yeah. All I know is that people talk about Essex. I don't know anyone like them. Well, good luck to them is what I... It could be worse.
When was the last time, Sadie, that you went for a spray tan?
Oh, all the time. I've got one booked in today, actually.
Yeah, that wouldn't
spray
surprise
there.
Me.
Except I have got big knickers, so it's not the same sort of look, really.
It's just class all the way, isn't it?
Class all the way. I've even got a chihuahua.
It's a great...
But we don't talk about that often.
Is it a small one, though?
It's a very little one.
I'm sure it is, yeah. I'd heard that.
Say nothing more.
I know. Now, what about... This was a mistake, wasn't it? This was a mistake.
No, I'm loving it.
I'm loving being on BBC Essex. It's a great joy. Now, what about Ryan?
You've got a lovely voice, by the way, Peter. We like your voice.
Sadie.
Don't sound northern at all.
Sadie, I love you, and I take back everything I just said about, oh, my God, she sounds as common as muck. I take that all back. Listen, I've got somebody I want to just bring in here. Now, this is John. Now, John has got a connection. John, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Where are you speaking to me from at the moment?
I'm speaking to you from the newsroom at the Lincolnshire Echo in Lincoln.
Right, so he's speaking from Lincoln, but you... Yeah, yeah. A bit too upmarket for you, Sadie, if you don't mind me saying so.
I don't read papers, you know. I use them for other things when the dog does a whoopsie and all that.
John, I'm sorry about this, but this is... Mind you, I don't need to apologise to you, because where were you born, John?
I was born in the wilds of Essex, up in the Norfolk County in Colchester.
In Colchester?
Yep.
Hey! See, we've got them all in the studio. They've all come. Yeah. There you go.
So
well done.
You didn't like Essex that much, John, that you actually moved away to Lincoln. That's not a great advert, is it?
He didn't say that at all, Peter. He didn't say that at all.
Give me a
chance. Exactly. You're leading him. You're leading the witness. Yeah.
No, I mean, Essex, it's a fine county. And I think that you can't do the place down. It's beautiful. It's always great to go back there. I mean, it's a county of variety. That's what I love about it. You know, I grew up in sort of like the rural area, but I've also got sort of like friends who are more sort of like closer towards London. There's so many different backgrounds about it. It's a great place to grow up. It's a lovely area. I would never say that I ran away from it.
He's a crawler, isn't he?
I can match that, because I have my producer here, who is Stuart Woodward. Yeah. And Stuart, tell us where you hail from.
Well, you see, I come from Welton, just north of Lincoln. I've now been here for 5.5 years, and I'm loving it.
Right, so you've gone from north of Lincoln to live in Essex, and you're
Absolutely.
Loving it. Yeah.
Yep.
But you would say that because Sadie's there, and you're probably scared of her nearly as much as I'm scared of her.
I know which side my bread's buttered.
So
yeah.
you don't miss Welton at all.
No, do you know what? Welton's lovely. Welton's absolutely lovely, but there's just a bit more just going on down here, really. Lincolnshire was a fantastic place to grow up, and I love going back there for a weekend, but Essex, there's just so much going on down here.
Is it true that Lincoln is a great place to come from, but a terrible place to go to? Is that true?
No. In fairness, it's got better. Lincoln's got a lot better over the last few years. But
This is going to do more damage than it's going to do good, isn't it, really?
Peter, I want to know, when are you going to have a Norway up there, instead of a Towie, up north? Because we've got the Geordie Shores, so what about you lot?
I don't think you've got any idea, Sadie, about this area at all, have you? I don't think you've got any idea, have you?
I went out with a lovely man from Sheffield once for many years, if that's anywhere near.
Do you know where I'm talking to you from? Which
no idea. No. Somewhere north of the M25. We don't go there. I'm sorry.
You snob. That's typical Essex approach, isn't it? That's a typical Essex approach. Which part is your poshest part? What is your poshest area?
Crikey, I don't know. They don't let me in the posh areas. Probably Saffron Walden up there, sort of north east, as far away from Southend as possible, I should think. You know, one of those areas. And I do. My husband hails from Southend, so I'm allowed to be rude about it. And I tell you what's lovely, though, Peter. Yeah. In all reality, I mean, I come originally from London. I moved out and I have travelled around the country. I tell you what I love about Essex, the truth of them, they really don't care. If people take the mickey, they really don't care. They have an amazing sense of humour. It's like the English sense of humour times 10, in that it's water off a duck's back, no matter what you say about Essex people. Oh, you wear white stilettos, yeah. Oh, you speak like, well, oh, love you.
Listening to you, doesn't it? It has to be.
Well, it does help.
What does help? What about Ryland Clark? Do all the boys act like him and burst into tears at the drop of a hat?
Oh, Stuart, my producer, he's weeping at the every day we see him.
He's done a lot of damage today, your producer, because he's come from Lincoln and he's just rubbished the area and says he's happier being in Essex, for heaven's sake.
Well, he has to, because he is working down here with me, and I do bring him biscuits occasionally.
Well, I feel sorry for him. First of all, he's missing Welton, and secondly, he's got to put up with you all day. I mean, go on, I don't know what you're on, but I'd like some.
Well, I'll send you up some. I'll box it up in my chihuahua and send it to you.
We don't want to go there.
We do really,
yeah,
don't we?
I'm
we
sure
do.
We do really, yeah.
Because the listeners are going, go on, go there.
No. Listen, a very good to have you on the programme. A great honour. It's a career boost for me to be on BBC Radio Essex. It's just the sort of breakthrough that my career has needed. And,
would you know? I'm worried. By talking to you, does that mean that I'm sort of worldwide?
Yes, except you don't actually know where you're on, but don't worry about it. You don't worry about it at all.
Get there. Where are they?
Where are they? Listen, Sadie, great to have you on the programme. I wish you well. And good luck to your producer, who's upset Welton, north of Lincoln, big style. But listen,
and his family still live there, so it's a bit of a worry.
Oh, my word. Well, it gets worse. Listen, lovely to have you on the programme. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Peter. Great fun.
Take care.
Our love to everyone up there at BBC Lincolnshire and Humberside.
Yeah,
you thought I didn't know.
You got it in the end, yeah, because you read it. That's why the only reason you know it, because you read it down.
See, I can read.
Yeah.
Bye.
That could be our lead story at 1 o'clock. Essex girl reads. Essex girl in white stilettos manages to read.
As long as you call me a girl, I don't mind that at all at my age. Thank you very much indeed. Bless your hearts.
Look after your chihuahua.